Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4, Text Number
13.
Tapi Bhada, the appearance of Krishna. Tapi Bhada me daiyo yatma chai vatmana vibhu asampana vibhavati brahma vacharasya sattama. I am feeling incomplete, although I myself am fully equipped with everything required.
Iako sam postigao sve što zahtijeva i vede, ipak se osjećam nepotpunim.
Prabhupada, undoubtedly Srila Vyasadeva is complete in all the details of Vedic achievements. Purification of the living in being, submerged in matter, is made possible by the prescribed activities in the Vedas. But the ultimate achievement is different. Unless it is attained, the living being, even though fully equipped, cannot be situated in the transcendentally normal stage. Srila Vyasadeva appeared to have lost the clue and therefore felt dissatisfaction.
Smisao. Srila Vyasadeva je bez sumnje dostigao sve ono što se može dostići slijeđenjem vedskih normi. Živo biće ogrezlo u materiju može da se pročisti djelatnostima koje su propisane vedama, ali to još nije ono krajnje dostignuće koje je moguće postići. Bez najvišeg dostignuća čovjek ne može biti utemeljen u svom normalnom transcendentalnom položaju, makar i postigao sve ostalo što se može postići. Činilo se da je Srila Vyasadeva izgubio smjernicu i stoga je osjećao nezadovoljstvo.
Text 31. This may be because I did not specifically point out the devotional service of the Lord, which is dear both to perfect beings and to the infallible Lord.
31. stih. Možda to zato što nisam posebno istakao predano služenje Bogu, koje je drago i savršenim bićima i nepogrešivom gospodinu.
Prabhupada. The dissatisfaction which is being felt by Srila Vyasadeva is expressed herein by his own words. This was felt for the normal condition of living being in the devotional service of the Lord. Unless one is fixed in the normal condition of service, neither the Lord nor the living being can be fully satisfied. This defect was felt by him, and Narada Muni, his spiritual master, reached him, is described as follows.
Srila Vyasadeva ovdje vlastitim riječima iskazao uzrok nezadovoljstva koje osjećao. Nedostalo mu je ono što je prirodno živom biću predano služenju gospodinu. Ukoliko živo biće nije utemeljeno u svom prirodnom stanju služenja, ni gospodin ni on ne mogu biti potpuno zadovoljni. Vyasadeva je osjetio taj nedostatak baš kada je njegov duhovni učitelj Narada Muni došao njemu. To je opisano u sljedećem stihu.
Text 32. As described before, as mentioned before, Narada reached the cottage of Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasad on the bank of the Saraswati, just as Vyasadeva was regretting his defects.
Dok je Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa jadikovao nad svojim nedostacima, Narada je došao do njegove kolibice koja se, kao što je već rečeno, nalazila na obali Sarasvati.
Prvoj. The vacuum felt by Vyasadeva was not due to his lack of knowledge. Bhagavad Dharma is purely devotional service of the Lord to which the monist has no access. The monist is not counted among the Paramahansas, the most perfect of the renounced order of life. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of narrations of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. Although Vyasadeva was an empowered divinity, he still felt dissatisfaction because none of his works were the transcendental activities of the Lord properly explained. The inspiration was infused by Sri Krishna directly in the heart of Vyasadeva, Thus he felt the vacuum as meant explained above. It is definitely expressed herewith that without the transcendent loving service of the Lord, everything is void. But in the transcendental service of the Lord, everything is tangible without any separate attempt at fruitive work or empiric philosophical speculation.
Praznina koju osjeća Vyasadeva nije bila izazvana nedostatkom znanja. Bhagavat Dharma je čisto predano služenje gospodinu i monisti njemu nemaju pristup. Monisti se ne ubrajaju u paramahamse, najsavršenije askete. Šrimad Bhagavatam je pun priča o transcendentalnim delatnostima božanske ličnosti. Mada Vyasadeva bio punomoćen i Božji predstavnik, ipak se osjeća nezadovoljnim jer u jednom svom dijelu nije objasnio gospodinove transcendentalne djelatnosti kako zaista dolikuje. Šri Krišna je lično nadahnuo Vyasadeva u srcu i zato je ovaj osjećao prazninu. Ovdje je jasno stavljeno do znanja da je bez transcendentalnog služenja gospodina s ljubavlju sve prazno, dok je u transcendentalnom služenju gospodina sve puno sreće, nezavisne od koristoljivog rada ili filozofske špekulacije.
Text 33. At the auspicious arrival of Shri Narada, Shri Vyasadeva got up respectfully and worshipped him, giving him veneration equal to that of given to Brahmaji, the creator.
Da bi pozdravio sve povoljan dolazak Shri Narade, Shri Vyasadeva ustade i obavi ritual obožavanja, ukazujući tako Naradi poštovanje kako se ukazuje Brahmi, tvorcu.
Purport: Vidhi means Brahma, the first created living being. He is the original student as well as professor of the Vedas. He learned it from Shri Krishna and taught Narada first. So Narada is the second Acharya in the line of spiritual disciplinary succession. He is a representative of Brahma, and therefore he is respected exactly like Brahma, the father of all Vidhis, regulations. Similarly, all of the successive disciples in the chain are also equally respected as representatives of the original spiritual master.
Reč vidi znači Brahma, prvo stvoreno živo biće. On je prvobitni učenik i učitelj Veda. Naučio ih je od Šri Krišne, a za svog prvog učenika je imao Narada. Narada je prema tome drugi ačarija učeničko nasljeđe. On je predstavnik Brahme i stoga se poštuje kao i sam Brahma, otac svih vidija, propisa. Svi ostali učenici u lancu u tog nasljeđa također se poštuju kao predstavnici prvobitnog duhovnog učitelja.
Om Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Kusharane Nirvishesha Shunivari Vashyajaya. Most of us, we already know the ending of the story.
Većina nas ovdje zna koji će biti kraj priče.
That Srila Vyasadeva was going to sit in trance.
Znači Srila Vyasadeva sjesti u trans.
It is said that, what is that verse? Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyak Pranihitam Malay Apaisha Purusham Purnam Mayacha Tadapashrayam. That Bhakti Yogena Manasi, that Sri Vyasadeva had the capacity to fix his mind in Bhakti Yoga.
Vyasadeva je imao kapacitet da usredsredi svoj um na bhakti jogu.
Which means he had the capacity to think of Krishna with devotion.
Znači da imao kapacitet da misli na Krishnu sa devocijom.
The idea is that Krishna reveals himself if we're actually in the mood of devotion to him.
Krishna se razotkriva ako prema njemu imamo raspoloženje devocije.
If we take the position of being his servant.
I kada uzmemo poziciju da smo njegov sluga.
Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyak. This is the linking process.
To je proces povezivanja.
Pranihite Malay. And it was on Amalay without any desires for getting something for himself in return or even liberation.
I u tom procesu nema nikakve želje da dobijemo nešto za uzvrat, čak niti oslobođenje.
Generally, we're interested in so many returns for what we're doing. We're interested in getting some return for what we're doing.
Mi smo obično zainteresirani da dobijemo nešto za uzvrat za ono što radimo.
Or at least getting free from our problems.
Ili barem da budemo oslobođeni svojih problema.
Sometimes we embrace getting so many things, followers, wealth.
Ponekad mi sa zadovoljstvom prihvatimo toliko mnogo stvari kao na primjer bogatstvo ili sljedbenici.
Fame, adoration, distinction.
Slava, popularnost.
And then when they turn out to be causes of anxiety or causes of too much distraction.
I onda ispada na kraju da to sve bude uzrok uznemirenja i smetnje.
Then we reject it all.
I onda to sve odbacimo.
I renounce everything.
Ili odbacimo to sve.
But bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranivitemole. He had no personal desire, nor was he trying to get free from something.
On nije imao nikakve osobne želje, što ja sam niti je htio biti oslobođen bilo čega.
He is interested in the welfare of all living entities.
Bio je jednostavno zainteresiran za dobrobit svih živih bića.
Or at least he was interested in serving Krishna.
Ili barem bio je zainteresiran za služenje Krishna.
Bhakti yoganamasi samyak pranihitamale apaishat purusham purna. Then he was able to see the Supreme Person, the person who's full in everything.
Mogao je vidjeti uzvišenu osobu koja je potpuno u svemu.
Maya cha tad apashya. Although he also saw that on his back of Krishna, on the back side of Krishna, was the illusory energy.
I mogao je vidjeti da se na leđima Krishna nalazi iluzorna energija.
If we get over our desire for a material consciousness,
i nadišao je želju za materijalnu svjesnost,
that is trying to find some comfortable place for this body we're in now.
Što znači da nađemo neko ugodno mjesto za ovo tijelo.
Or trying to avoid some uncomfortable situation for our body.
Ili da izbjegnemo neku neudobnu situaciju za naše tijelo.
If we simply accept things in the spirit of trying to please Krishna.
Ako prihvatimo sve jednostavno u duhu za zadovoljenja Krishna.
And if we learn what actually does please Krishna.
I ako naučimo što zaista zadovoljava Krishnu.
Then the result is that we can actually become free from karma and gyan.
Tada je rezultat da možemo biti oslobođeni karme i djame.
And therefore, instead of Maya being in the front of us, Krishna will be in the front.
I umjesto da će Maya biti ispred nas, bit će Krishna.
For the conditioned soul, Maya is in the front, Krishna is somewhere way back.
A za uvjetovane duše, Maya se nalazi ispred njih, a Krishna je daleko iza leđa.
Naham, Prakasha, Sarvasha, Yoga Maya Samavrita Mudo Yam Nabijananti Loko Yam Ajam Avya. I'm never manifest, Krishna says, to the foolish and unintelligent.
Krishna kaže, ja se nikada ne pokazujem budalostima i neinteligentnima.
So those who are interested in trying to find a permanent place in the temporary world are certainly foolish.
Oni koji pokušavaju naći privremeno vječno mjesto u privremenom svijetu su svakako budalosti.
And those who are trying to escape from the temporary world without knowing where to go, they're certainly less intelligent.
A oni koji pokušavaju izaći iz ovog materijalnog, pobjeći iz ovog materijalnog svijeta, ali nemaju pojma kud trebaju ići, su lišeni inteligencije.
If you run if a house is on fire, you run out of the house.
Kada izletimo, kada je kuća u plamenu, mi trčimo iz kuće.
When you open the door, it's good to find out where you're running to.
I kad otvorimo vrata, onda gledamo kuda ćemo trčati, u kojem smjeru.
You run out of the burning house and you open the door and you fall into a hole. It's not very suspicious.
Znači, ako bježimo iz zapaljene kuće, otvorimo vrata i upadnemo u neku rupu, to nije baš jako pozitivno.
Generally, the conditioned soul is mad after sense gratification.
Generalno govoreći, uslovljene duše su lude za čulim uživanjem.
And in order to obtain sense gratification, he is always concerned about his fruitive activities.
I da bi postigli svoje čulno uživanje, uvijek su zabrinuti za plodonosno djelovanje.
Because if you don't perform fruitive activities, then your sense gratification will be in question.
Jer ako ne izvršimo plodonosnu djelatnost, onda će naše čuno uživanje biti upitno.
If you don't have money, you can't buy what you want.
Ako nemate novca, ne možete kupiti ono što želite.
If you can't buy what you want, you can't gratify your senses with what you want.
Pite ono što želite, ne možete zadovoljiti svoja čula.
And when you reject the whole thing and say, I'm just going to merge.
I ako odbacite sve te stvari i kažete, ja ću se jednostavno stopiti.
It's also not really what we're looking for.
To nije baš isto ono što tražimo.
Everyone's looking for happiness, satisfaction.
Svi tragaju za srećom i zadovoljstvom.
But because we're foolish and unintelligent, we don't know where to find it.
Ali zato jer smo budalasti i neinteligentni, ne znamo gdje to naći.
But because that's what we want, therefore Krishna covers us with illusion.
I zato first part. Because
that's what we want.
Zato što mi to želimo, Krishna nas prekriva s iluzijom.
Because those things apply that we don't want Krishna.
On nam sve nabavlja ukoliko ne želimo Krishna.
Matirna Krishna paratakshatova mito bipadyeda griha vratanam. Adanta gobhir vishutam dimizram punat punas charavita charavanana. Prahlad Maharaj says, Matirna Krishna. People, the last thing they want to do is fix their minds on Krishna.
Prahlad Maharaj kaže, zadnja stvar koju ljudi žele učiniti je usredsrediti svoj um na Krishna.
And if they do think about Krishna, it's only part of their endeavor to become, improve their material circumstances.
Čak i ako misle na Krishna, to je tek jedan od napora da poprave svoje materijalno stanje.
Getting out of material misery or finding comfort, that's called fruitive activity.
Kao na primjer da bi izašli iz nevolje i poboljšali svoje materijalno stanje, to su plodonosne aktivnosti.
And inquisitiveness and being looking for knowledge, it's all part of the process of liberation.
Znatiželja i potraga za znanjem su proces oslobođenja.
So both for the neophyte generally, for fruitive activity and sense gratification and liberation, he turns towards Krishna.
Početnici koji teže plodnostnim aktivnostima i oslobođenje, oni se okreću Krishni.
Only when one actually becomes wise, like real jnani, then he starts realizing that no amount of fruitive activity or even liberation will actually help improve my service to Krishna.
Ali oni koji su mudri, to jest jnani, oni znaju da nikakva količina plodnostnih aktivnosti niti oslobođenje neće pomoći moje služenje Krishna.
Prahlad Maharaj, when he's offered benediction by Lord Nrsingadev, he said, I really don't want anything from you.
Kad je gospodin Nrsingadev Prahlad Maharaj ponudio neki blagoslov, Prahlad Maharaj je rekao, ja ne tražim ništa od tebe.
I don't want to be a businessman.
Ne želim biti poslovan čovjek.
I do service and you give me this result.
Ja radim službu, a ti mi daš taj rezultat.
I do some service, you give me benedictions.
Ja vršim službu, a ti mi daš blagoslov.
No, I simply, that will change our position from you being the master and I being the servant.
Ne, to bi onda promijenilo našu poziciju, naš odnos, da si ti gospodar, a ja tvoj sluga.
If you want to give me a benediction, then give me the benediction that my service to you will be more steady and more strong.
Ali ako mi već hoćeš dati blagoslov, molim te daj mi blagoslov da moja služba postane postojana i snažna.
Because generally the conditioned soul is trying to get up to the position of God.
Jer, uopšteno govoreći, uslov bitone duše vole doći na poziciju Boga.
And therefore, ultimately, like Dhruva Maharaj, he is looking to let me serve God and then he'll make me God.
I konačno onda, baš kao Dhruva Maharaj, ajde da služim Boga i onda da on mene učini Bogu.
God forbid he makes me a servant.
Bog mi je zabranio da postanem sluga.
But actually that's the goal, is to become a servant.
Ali to je zapravo cilj, da postanemo sluga.
To develop an attitude of service without any desire for fruitive activities.
Da bismo razvili stav služenja bez želje za plodonosnim aktivnostima.
Or how to get free from our mental and or intellectual problems.
Ili kako da se oslobodimo naših mentalnih i intelektualnih problema.
Vyasadeva, because he was on that level, he could actually see what was going on.
I zato što bio na toj razini, Šrila Vyasadeva je jasno vidio što se događa.
And what did he see? Yatma. Yasamovitam jiva, atmakam tri gunatmakam, propimanyate narata, tad chat pita padite. He saw yasamovita jiva, that all the mientis in this world are completely, samovito, completely an illusion.
I oni vidio da su sva živa bića u ovom svijetu potpuno u iluziji.
He was looking at us also.
Mislio na nas isto.
He saw all of us.
On je vidio sve nas.
Samohita, completely overwhelmed by illusion, and jiva, atmakam, trigunatmakam. And because we're an illusion, we're also suffering the threefold miseries.
Znači, potpuno smo prekriveni iluzijom. I zato što smo prekriveni iluzijom, patimo zbog nevolja i nedaća.
Not because I'm a devotee. I may be an illusion, but I'm a devotee in illusion.
Ja sam bhakta, ja sam u iluziji, ali ja sam bhakta u iluziji.
Because I'm a devotee in illusion, therefore I have a special pact with Maya. She won't cause me any kind of suffering.
Zato što sam ja bhakta u iluziji, ja imam specijalan dogovor sa Majom i ona mi zato neće uzrokovati nikakvu patnju.
And therefore I don't really have to take devotional service as serious as everyone else should.
I onda ja ne bi trebao pristupiti prednom služenju tako ozbiljno kao što treba i ostali.
No, anyone who's experiencing the threefold miseries.
Ne, svi imaju iskustvo trostruke bijede, nevolje i bijede.
They must be an illusion.
Znači oni moraju biti u iluziji.
Which means they haven't really come to the platform of devotional service. Znači, pure devotional service.
Nisu došli na razinu čistog prednog služenja.
Which means the two aspects of the devotional service are lacking.
Što znači da im nedostaje dva aspekta prednog služenja.
One is that we're not always feeling that we have to take shelter of Krishna's instructions through the simple succession.
Što znači da nemamo osjećaj da trebamo uzeti utočište Krišninih uputa kroz lanac učeničkog nasljeđa.
We have the feeling that we can do, we can think, we can feel, we can see as we like.
Mi mislimo da mi možemo misliti, osjećati i htjeti onako kako mi želimo.
Or, as we like really means what arises in our lives, in our circumstances, whatever emotions arise under those circumstances, whatever our conception of life is under those circumstances, we feel comfortable with us.
Što znači da što god da proistekne u našem životu bilo kakve okolnosti i procesi s kojima se osjećamo veoma ugodno, da je to jednostavno, da je to prihvatljivo.
We don't feel like we lack some knowledge, we lack some shelter, we lack some direction.
Ne osjećamo da nam nedostaje nekakvo znanje, znanje, smjernice i tako dalje.
We don't feel like we're helpless. And that we need protection and shelter.
Ne osjećamo se bespomoćnima, pa da nam zato treba pomoć i utočište.
Something goes wrong, of course, and we run to everyone. You know, give me a loan, give me some protection, give me a health card, give me something.
Kad nešto krene krivo, onda trčimo do svakoga i kažemo, molim te, daj mi utočište, daj mi pomoć, daj mi kredit.
And when the problem goes away, then again we're all independent, svarat.
I onda kada nestanu problemi, onda smo mi opet neovisni.
Whenever we're surrendered, whenever we feel like it.
Mi se predajemo samo kad mi mislimo da je
neophodno. Which means we're really not in the mood of surrender.
Što znači da nismo u raspoloženju predanosti.
Pope One has the problem with the Western boys and girls is that we're not sufficiently afraid of Maya.
Što Prabhupada je rekao, vi zapadni dečki i djevojke niste dovoljno, ne plašite se dovoljno Maje.
So that's the first aspect, to actually understand exact under all circumstances.
To je prvi aspekt, da razumijemo da pod svim okolnostima.
Of course, that will take some training.
Naravno, to će to zahtjeva neki trening.
Sadhana bhakti.
Koji se zove sadhana bhakti.
At least we know Krishna wants us to chant Hare Krishna.
Mi, u najmanju ruku mi znamo da Krishna želi od nas da mi...
Srila Rupa Goswami has recommended five powerful activities of devotional service.
Srila Rupa Goswami je nabrojao pet moćnih aktivnosti u okviru predanog služenja.
Chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping the deities, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
Pjevanje Hare Krishna, obožavanje božanstava, čitanje, slušanje Srimad Bhagavatama.
Making the atmosphere spiritual.
To sve čini atmosferu duhovnom.
Preaching.
Propovjedanje.
So we know, and serving the devotees.
Služenje bhakta.
Assisting the Sankirtan movement.
Učestvovanje u Sankirtan pokretu.
So we know those are activities which are authorized.
Which are
authorized.
Mi znamo te aktivnosti koje su autorizirane.
Therefore we can feel confident while we're performing them that we're doing the right activity.
I onda se mi osjećamo sigurnim da vršimo prave dužnosti i ove aktivnosti.
Or as Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Instruction, there are 9 processes in devotional service.
I kao što šla Prabhupada objašnjava u Ambroziji predanosti, postoji 9 različitih procesa predanog služenja, počeći Shravanam Kirtanam,
Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandam, Sakyam, Aham, and Nivedanam. Hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, remembering Krishna, serving Krishna.
Slušanje o Krišni, pjevanje njegovih slava, mišljenje na Krišnu, obožavanje Krišne.
And when we're not performing one of them, then we're in the illusory energy.
I kada ne vršimo jedno od tih aspekata služenja, onda smo pod utjecajem iluzorne energije.
One time Prabhupada was in, he came for the first time to Boston to see their new temple in December 1969.
Jednom kada je šla Prabhupada prvi put u decembru 69. došao u Boston da vidi hram.
And after he came to the temple and made his visit, then he was living outside the temple.
I kad je došao u hram, posjetio ga, onda je odlučio da boravi izvan hrama.
And his servant at that time was Purushottam.
I njegov sluga u to vrijeme bio Purushottam.
He came back and told the devotees, which means including me. He said Prabhupada was on the front of his bed.
He was on the front?
Front of his bed.
I Purushottama je došao i rekao je bhaktama u hramu, uključujući i mene, da je Šrila Prabhupada bio ispred svog kreveta.
He folded his hands.
Sklopio ruke ovako.
And he fell back onto the bed.
I onda je pao na krevet.
He rolled over.
Onda se skoturao.
And he said, I pray to Krishna every night to please protect me from Maya.
I rekao je, ja molim Krišnu svake noći da me zaštiti od Maje.
So we don't think like that usually.
Mi obično ne mislimo tako.
We think Maya is protecting me.
Mi mislimo Maja štiti mene.
I have so many things that Maya has given me to protect me.
Ja imam toliko puno stvari koje mi Maja daje da me zaštite.
So many strong, healthy body.
Toliko puno, na primjer, snažna jaka tijela.
Different positions.
Pozicija.
Different types of wealth, opulence.
Različite vrste obilja i blagostanja.
I have my mobile phone. If anything goes wrong, I know who to call.
Čim krene nešto krivo, imam svoj mobilni telefon i znam kog trebam nazvati.
I have Krishna secretary also.
Imam Krishnu...
Secretary.
Krishnu kao sekretara.
So instead of taking shelter of Krishna, we have so many means of taking shelter of the illusory energy.
I umjesto da uzmemo utočište u Krišni, mi imamo toliko mnogo različitih načina da uzmemo utočište u iluzornoj energiji.
But if we do our performing authorized activity, the next thing is why we're doing it.
I ako vršimo autorizirane aktivnosti, sljedeća stvar je zašto ih vršimo.
If we're actually doing it to please Krishna, then nothing will interfere with that.
I onda ako ih vršimo da zadovoljimo Krišnu, nećemo dozvoliti da se iko miješa u to.
But Maya will present so many alternatives to our reason why we're doing something.
Ali Maya će nam dati toliko puno alternativnih razloga zašto mi nešto radimo.
If you want to find out what the alternatives are, just chant Hare Krishna.
Ako želite vidjeti koje su to alternative sa mantrom,
and just write down whatever is going through your mind.
I onda zapišite sve što vam padne na um.
And you'll immediately see what all the alternatives Maya is offering.
I onda ćete vidjeti koje su sve to alternative koje vam Maya nudi.
Outside of just doing purely to please Krishna.
Znači, sve izvan toga da čisto služimo Krishnu.
And we can't be 100% sure, even if we're just chanting and listening and nothing's going through our mind, that's our only motive.
I možemo biti 100% sigurni ako samo ako mantramo i slušamo i ništa drugo, onda je to naš motiv.
It's certainly purer than simply chanting and listening to our mind.
Internally.
It's certainly purer than chanting and listening to our mind.
To je svakako čistije nego samo slušanje našeg uma.
But unless we're chanting happily,
sve dok ne mantramo zadovoljstvom, sretno,
our mood is still that of, you know, something else.
Naše raspoloženje je ipak nešto drugo.
Until we actually chant happily and hear and feel Krishna's presence,
sve dok mi sa zadovoljstvom ne mantramo i osjetimo Krishnino prisustvo,
we don't know, realize how blissful it is to associate with Radha and Krishna.
Mi ne znamo kako je to blaženstvo družiti se sa Radha Krishna.
So we must be thinking of something else as a goal.
I ako tog nema, onda mi mislimo da je nešto drugo cilj.
And using the holy name to achieve it.
I onda koristimo sveto ime da bi postigli taj cilj.
Two things have to be there. We have to do the right activity and we have to develop the right mood.
Mora biti dve stvari. Da vršimo pravu aktivnost i drugo u pravom raspoloženju.
In the spiritual world, everyone's ecstatically happy serving Krishna.
U duhovnom svijetu svako svi ekstatično sa ekstatičnom srećom služe Krishna.
And they don't expect anything else other than more service to Krishna.
I oni ne očekuju ništa više osim još službe za Krishna.
So that will take some time to develop.
Potraće neko vrijeme dok ne razvijemo takav stav.
It could happen in a moment or it could happen in it may not happen after billions of years.
Može se dogoditi u trenutku, a može se neće dogoditi nakon milion godina.
It's just a question of understanding and accepting the fact.
Samo je stvar razumijevanja i prihvatanja te činjenice.
Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva saw the suffering souls and he gave us the Bhagavatam.
I tako Šrila Vyasadeva se sažalio duše koje pale, na pale duše koje pate i onda im je dao Šrimad Bhagavatam.
Anarto pasamam sakshat bhakti yoga rahokshidam lokasya janato vidvam chakra sakitam samhitam. The Sora, the living entities are full of different desires.
I on je vidio da smo mi živa bića puna različitih želja.
There are manda, samanda, matayo, manda, bhagya, upodru, daha. They are lazy.
Da, uslovljene duše su ljene.
They have no faith in spiritual life.
Nemaju vjere u duhovni život.
Therefore, when it's time to chant rounds, we're very slow to pick up the beads.
I kad je vreme da mantramo svoje krugove, veoma sporo, veoma nevoljko se latimo.
Especially later it gets, the more heavy the beads get.
Znači to, čim je kasnije tijekom dana, tada je teže uhvatiti džap.
Find millions of excuses, all the other things I gotta do. It seems more appealing.
Postoji 5 miliona izgovora zašto bi trebali raditi neke druge stvari.
So we're actually, early in the morning when the mind is doesn't have so many things to worry about, concern itself with. It's easier to chant.
Znači, lakše mantrati rano ujutro, kad um još nema toliko puno stvari o kojima razmišlja, za koje je zabrinut.
But even that, if we don't develop good habits, we can very easily get distracted.
Ali čak i tada, ako ne razvijemo pravu vjeru, um lako postane zbunjen.
And even sumanda, even we're becoming a little regulated.
I čak i ako postanemo malo regulirani.
But we don't understand things very clearly.
Ali ipak to ne znači da ne razumijemo stvari veoma jasno.
Therefore we execute devotional service with not a real clear understanding of even what we're trying to do.
I onda vršimo predano služenje, ali bez jasnog razumijevanja što pokušavamo napraviti s tim.
We'll spend hours debating with each other about things that have no meaning, have no real significance.
I onda provodimo sate radeći stvari, a da mi ne znamo koje pravo značenje za njih.
But something very simple we don't even discuss, that's really important. Something that's simple and important we don't discuss. Aha.
Ali nešto što je veoma važno i jednostavno o tome ni ne razgovaramo.
Like how to stay clean.
Kako ostati čist.
How to relate properly with other devotees.
Ili, na primjer, kako da se odnosimo pravilno sa drugim bhaktama.
How to spread the Sankirtan movement.
Kako da širimo Sankirtan pokret.
We'll discuss politics and other things.
Mi pričamo o politici i drugim stvarima.
All my problems, my anxieties.
Svojim problemima, o svojim strepnjima.
But not so much the means of actually getting free from our problems and anxieties.
Ali ne tolko, ne razgovaramo toliko o načinima kako da se oslobodimo od tih stretnih problema.
So this is called sumanda, manda bhagya. And even we understand something.
I čak i ako nešto razumijemo.
But we're reluctant to take it up.
Ali smo nevoljki da to zaista i prihvatimo.
So that's even more unfortunate.
Tako da smo tim i više nesretni.
The bird is in the cage. They open the cage.
I kad otvori kavez,
the bird walks out.
Ptica išeta napolje.
And again, the bird walks into the cage.
I opet ptica uđe u kavez.
His master shuts the cage door.
Onda gospodar zatvori vrata kaveza.
Because he's afraid to be free.
Jer je ptica boji se da bude slobodna.
What will the other birds think if I'm free?
Šta će druge ptice misliti ako sam ja slobodan?
I have this nice cage I can live in.
Bar imam lijep kavez u kojem živim.
Mandaba and upadruta. Even one gets the desire, let me get out of this miserable condition of life.
Čak i ako imamo želju da izađem iz ovog tjeskobnog stanja života.
Let me become Krishna conscious.
I da postanem svjestan Krishna.
But mandabhagya, upadruta, our minds are so disturbing that we forget, we get so easily distracted. That even we're trying to get out of our material consciousness, we remain trapped within it.
Ali naš um je toliko prestravljen da čak i želimo izaći iz ovog kaveza materijalne egzistencije, mi smo jednostavno utamničeni i padamo u koku.
Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Bhagavatam.
I zato što Vyasadev sastavio Srimad Bhagavatam.
Because those who are lokasya janato vidvam, those who have lost their vision in this age, if they study regularly Bhagavatam, gradually some understanding and vision will come.
Oni koji su izgubili viziju, ako studiraju Srimad Bhagavatam, s vremenom će razumjeti, njihova vizija će se pojaviti.
And for one who understands things as they are, the influence of the three modes will gradually cease.
Znači, oni koji razumiju stvari onakve kakve jesu, nadići će utjecaj tri gune materijalne prirode i vidjet će istinske stvari.
It's like watching a magician.
Kao na primjer posmatranje magičara.
You watch a magician do a card trick and you can't understand how he did it.
Recimo, gledate magičara kako izvodi trikove s kartama i vama nije jasno kako on to izvodi.
When he shows you how to do it, how he did it, then you're not fooled by it anymore.
I ako vam pokaže trik kako on to izvodi s kartama, onda više niste zbunjeni njegovim trikom.
So once we see how Maya is bewildering us, then won't be bewildered by her anymore.
Tako kada vidimo kako nas to Maja zbunjuje, onda prirodno neće nas više moći zbuniti.
Therefore, if one who sees things as they are, the influence of the three modes gradually ceases.
Znači, kada vidimo stvari onakve kakve jesu, onda utjecaj tri gune materijalne prirode prestaje.
Sometimes we get some realization, yes, that's how Maya is tricking me.
Ponekad imamo spoznaju, da, ja znam, Maja me sad vara.
And then we become proud.
I onda postanemo ponosni.
Maya can't trick me anymore.
Maya ne može me prevariti.
So that's another trick of Maya.
To je još jedan trikova Maya.
And then we realize I'm being tricked by Maya because now I'm becoming proud.
I onda kada realiziramo da smo prevareni od strane Maya, postanemo ponosni.
And now we think I'll never be proud anymore.
I onda mislimo ja više nikada neću biti ponosan.
So that's another trick of Maya.
Ali to je opet još jedan trikova Maya.
So until one actually realizes, without the mercy of my spiritual master in Krishna, until one actually feels dependent upon our disciplined succession,
I trebamo osjetiti da ovisimo zapravo o učeničkom nasljeđu.
If what who we consider our spiritual master is actually connecting us in the disciple succession.
Znači, mi njih smatramo našim duhovnim učiteljima i oni nas mogu povezati sa učeničkim nasljeđem.
Then he introduces us to his spiritual master.
I oni nas predstavljaju našem, upoznaju nas s našim duhovnim
učiteljima. And we go all the way down the line of disciple succession.
I tako idući skroz od ozgor pa niz liniju učeničkog nasljeđa.
With the six Goswamis and the Panchatattva.
Što uključuje šest Goswamije, šestnosti Goswamije i Panchatattvu.
Until we feel dependent on all of them.
Sve dok ne osjetimo da ovisimo o svima njima.
Then we don't actually get the full mercy of Krishna.
Sve do tada ne dobivamo potpunu Krishnu milost.
And without getting the full mercy of Krishna, to some extent we're under the influence of illusion.
I sve dok ne dobijemo potpuno Krišnu milost, mi smo u nekoj mjeri pod utjecajem iluzije.
Therefore, the sense of dependency, surrender, of course, dependent doesn't mean I just have a feeling of dependency.
Znači, osjećaj ovisnosti nije sad zapravo samo osjećaj.
I'm actually remembering their instructions.
Ja se zaista sjećam njegovih
učenja. I'm actually aware of what they're desiring me to do.
Svjestan sam točno što oni žele od mene da ja učinim.
The more we develop that feeling, the more we develop that awareness.
Čim više razvijemo taj osjećaj, tim više postanemo svjesni toga.
Then the more the influence of the illusory energy ceases.
I tim više utjecaj tri gude materijalne prirode prestaje.
Otherwise, to try to conquer the illusory energy without taking shelter of Krishna and his representatives will simply be another aspect of illusion.
Znači, pokušaj da izađemo izvan utjecaja tri gune materijalne prirode, da ne uzmemo utočište duhovnog učitelja i učeničkog nasljeđa je samo još jedan oblik iluzije.
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya has declared, Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayar, Dasa, Dasa, Anudasa. He never claimed that I'm the servant of Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nikada nije tvrdio ja sam Krishnin sluga.
He claimed that he's the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna.
On je tvrdio da je sluga od sluge od sluge Krishna.
Or at least trying to become the servant of the servant.
U najmanju ruku pokušavao je postati sluga od sluge.
Even to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna is quite an exalted position.
Čak i biti sluga od sluge od sluge od Krishna je veoma uzvišena pozicija.
So I'll stop there. Hvala. Pitanja? Yes.
I read recently one book from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, and he's pointing much more. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want to discuss or anything, I'm just giving information that even much more important than chanting many rounds to develop this seva attitude, like seva adhika.
Yeah.
And he didn't ask from his disciples, mostly, except for sannyasis, to chant some special time, a special number of rounds. And, he said just develop that mood of giving to others, giving Krishna, giving holy name. And
well, that
so I just want to, maybe you can comment on.
Yeah, I
don't.
Prošlo sam jednu knjigu od Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswamija u kojoj prvi put sam čuo tu informaciju da on nije tražio od svojih učenika većinom, izuzev osim sanjasija, da mantraju određeni broj krugova. Čak je rekao, kao nemojte kao da vam džapa pusti. To mi je bilo kao...
Well, from the information from Prabhupada's books, because otherwise I don't know what book you read. What was the name of the book you read?
Koji su knjigu čitali?
It was book Krishna and the... Something like beautiful Krishna or something like that.
Was it a book about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada? Or a book by him.
It was book by Sridhar Goswami. Yeah. Swami, and he's quoting quoting of Bhakti
Siddhanta. To je knjiga koju je napisao Šrila Svami i o Šrila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvatiju i Šrila Svami je navodio neke citate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvatiju.
Well, our disciplined succession comes from Srila Rupa Goswami.
Naše učeničko nasljeđe dolazi iz Srila Rupe Goswami.
And rather than trying to figure out, you know, what or what not that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Prabhupada asked from his disciples.
I radije nego da razmišljamo o tome šta je Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati očekivao od svojih učenika.
In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu,
mi sledimo ono što piše Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Out of the 64 items mentioned.
I stalno su spomenute 64 različite stavke.
One of them is setting up a certain regulation.
Jedna od tih stavki je regulacija.
For a certain number of rounds every day, for instance.
Znači, određeni broj krugova svaki dan.
So Prabhupada asked minimum of 16 for initiated devotees.
Tako da je Šrila Prabhupada zahtijevao minimalno 16 krugova od inicijiranih bhakti.
Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked that we chant 24 hours a day.
Zapravo, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je očekivao da mantramo 24
sata dnevno. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't just ask for a service attitude. He said, "Kirtan yaksada hari, chant 24 hours a day." And Krishna says, "Sadatam kirtiyantamam yatantas jadridavrataha." He said, "The devotees are always chanting." But we're aspiring to become devotees.
Ali mi tek pokušavamo postati bhakti.
Therefore we have to chant a regulated number of rounds every day.
I zbog toga trebamo mantrati određen broj krugova svaki dan.
But unless we develop a service attitude, then the rounds won't have any effect.
Ali opet ako ne razvijemo ovaj stav služenja, onda naše mantre neće imati učinak.
We maintain that we're a separate person, we're separate independent personalities from Krishna.
Mislićemo da smo mi neovisne osobe, ne držimo neovisno od Krishna.
Then Krishna will reveal himself to us through the holy name.
I onda nam se Krishna neće razotkriti kroz svoje sveto ime.
Therefore we can go on chanting for millions of years, but if we have we're committing the 10 offenses, we won't feel the effect of chanting the holy name.
I onda na taj način možemo mantrati milion godina, ali ako radimo uvrede svetim imenima, naše pjevanje neće imati efekta.
So along with chanting, we have to develop a practical service attitude.
Znači, uz pjevanje svetih imena, mi moramo razviti praktični stav služenja.
Thank you.
Yes.
Drugo, pomenuo neki da prije pravo da nije pohta Lurka Harinama i Nihnjake, neka pohtala ta dama Nihnjake.
To je kad jučer spomenuo?
Ne, to sam pohtao i neki u
prihoda. Aha, he read in one of the transcribed lectures in Krishna Katara magazine that before Srila Prabhupada there was no Harinama initiation, only Brahminical initiation. Can you explain that?
Who wrote that?
Ko je to napisao?
Can find it and give it
the... And you know, it's not true.
Nije istina.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Prabhupada, and as far as I understand, other acharyas in our line also gave Harinam initiation.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati i ostali acharya u našoj liniji su isto davali Harinam inicijaciju.
They gave first and second initiation.
Davali su prvu i drugu inicijaciju.
Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantharaj Mad Bhagavatam Kidai.